You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
All right, all three readings are about death and resurrection, Spirit coming in, Spirit giving new life. And so obviously our readings are really pointing toward Easter now, and we get it. This is a foreshadowing of resurrection, the foreshadowing of Jesus coming out of the tomb. The good news for all of us that we celebrate all the time is that even in death we will rise. And so therefore all of this is good. However, these readings still have to speak to us here and now. They're good news for us and they give us hope in the future, but so what now? What good are these readings for us now? But it is important then for us to kind of make a shift here so that just in dying we are going to rise, and that is in our physical death. Also, we can use this same readings analogously to look at our own life. In a sense that we as Christians are always going to have to kind of renew ourselves and kind of get this Spirit of God into us, because what can happen is, as all of us Christians can do, we can just start dying, or we become zombie-like, or more like Lazarus. You know, Lazarus was all bound up, as he should have been. He was dead. But in a sense, throughout life, what we do is we throw binders on one another. We have a lot of expectations that are probably just downright wrong, are really misguided. We put on people, we put on ourselves, and before long, we just work ourselves daily into the grave, if you will. We become like Lazarus or anybody else. Now, Martha comes along and says, well, you know, Lord, I know you can do something, but, you know, right now it's too late. You know, he's dead already. So, you know, if you'd have been here earlier, you could have done something, but now it's too late. And this gets Jesus a little angry, to tell you the truth. And Jesus says, okay, watch this. And the whole point is that Jesus calls Lazarus out of the grave here and now in sort of a horror show thing. You know, I've preached on this, and I'm going to preach on it from the horror point of view, but this is kind of a spooky story. If you stand around a grave and watch somebody come out of it, it's not a nice thing to watch. And that's exactly what they did. And that's exactly what Jesus did to Lazarus. So, what does it mean for us? It means that we can come out of the grave. It means daily, wherever we're at, if we find ourselves in the tomb, if we find ourselves not in a good position, if we find ourselves in a bad position, wherever we find ourselves, we can get out of it by calling upon Christ. That's the good news. Every day, Jesus is here to call us forward and to give us a new spirit. And so therefore, as Christians then, and we can fall into this trap all the time, we cannot say, well, you know what, it's never going to get better. And I can fall into that. I get into that trap sometimes. You know what? You know, just things aren't going to get any better. And I kind of have a life sucks kind of mentality suddenly when I go out into the world and say, oh, this is terrible. And then, really, you know, really what it is I'm the one who sucks, not life, because I come with that attitude and I go out with that attitude and things are not that bad. I can make them bad, or I try to make them bad, in my own kind of mummy, zombie kind of way when I am dead. And that's what Jesus today is saying. I am the resurrection of the life. You trust in me. Put your heart in me. And you know what? You will be better. And you know what? When all of us are better, the world will be better as well. We will all resurrect and make this society a lot better.